one of the real challenges of the day was getting past the language barrier. We had to get the Whittier crew to work with the Canadian crew to get all the stuff off the truck and to get it loaded into the theater. But language was really a problem, and you know, there were some pretty bad attitudes coming from the other side. Anyways, I thought just for your entertainment, I'd roll some tape and capture some of the conversations that went on that afternoon.
Je suis là pour raison, je viens du Canada. Vous acceptez la carte de crédit? D'où venez-vous?
Yeah, he says, get box number 13.
J'ai 23. D'où venez-vous? Où est le distributeur? Levez-vous quelque chose de moins cher?
I think he said to hurry up.
Vous acceptez la carte de crédit? Je suis américain. Non, je viens du Canada.
You walk like a portly American, not a stud from Canada.
Chose de moins cher?
All right, listen. Around here, I'm king. And besides, you guys are Canadian. Why don't you just speak in English?
I'm French! Why do you think I have this outrageous accent, you silly king?
You know what? I'm tired of dealing with you and your attitude. You go ask the tour manager if he'd like a good old Yankee ass-whooping.
Well, I'll ask him, but I don't think he'll be very keen. He's already got one, you see? Oh, yes, it's very nice.
I told him we already got one.
All right, Gruno, I want you to go over there and spoon that Frenchie.
You don't frighten us, pig dogs! Go and boil your bottom, sons of a silly person! I'll blow my nose at you, so-called Arthur King! You and all your kniggets!
Wait a minute. I think we've got off on the wrong foot. Can't we just, let's talk about this and let's try to be rational.
I don't want to talk to you no more, you empty-headed animal food trough whopper. I fart in your general direction. Your mother was a hamster and your father smelled of butter.